just starting the halachos of Megillah, Sadr Rishon. So, 25 years ago, almost exactly 25 years ago, so Shachar's father-in-law was giving me my interview to get into high school. You know, it's a pressured moment. So he asked me to explain all the halachos of Kriyas HaMegillah depending on like the location that people live. So the first Megillah in the Masechta says Megillah Nikres Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Dalet and Tesvav. So how do you have five different days to reading the Megillah? So when the Jewish people were sovereign in their land, there are people who used to live in rural villages and they used to come into big cities. They didn't necessarily have people to read the Megillah for them. So the rabbis were lenient on these individuals, as I told Shachar's father-in-law, so that they didn't have to come in exactly on the 14th, which would be the natural day to read the Megillah. They could be makdim to Yom HaKnisa, which meant they could go as early as the 11th. In addition to that, the fact that they could be available then on Purim itself, because they have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Megillah, to provide mayim u'mazon le'acheihem so that they could take care of their brothers. So that was something that was very important as well in factoring in this takana. The 14th is the natural day for reading the Megillah, and the 15th is the day if you live in a walled city. The Gemara says, Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Now, if you look in Megillah Esther from beginning to end, you know, Yoshua ben Nun does not appear in the Megillah. So what exactly is Yoshua ben Nun doing as a, you know, it has to do with Achashverosh. So the Talmud Yerushalmi explains that it's Mishum Kvoda Shel Eretz Yisrael, that part of the tragedy of the Megillah is that Eretz Yisrael was desolate at the time. And so if you're going to have this idea that the walled cities will all be like Shushan, which rested on the 15th, so the idea is that we want to tie that back not to Achashverosh, who tried to stop the Jewish people from building the Beis HaMikdash, but rather we want to tie that into Yehoshua ben Nun. So one of the most fascinating cases, and what this will conclude this morning, is that's all well and good if you live in the 14th and you're in wherever, you're in Teaneck, New Jersey, so you read on the 14th. You're in Yerushalayim, you read on the 15th. But let's say you're traveling around. So the Gemara has a complicated sugya. It's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush, how to interpret the sugya, about a ben krach shahalach l'ir, or ben ir shahalach l'krach, of your 14th man who finds himself in Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, or you're from Yerushalayim, and you find yourself in Tel Aviv, what are you supposed to do? Okay, so that's a little bit beyond our scope. But let's deal with another case. Let's say you're just, you know, you're traveling around the world, you're traveling through the desert, or you're on a cruise, okay, and it comes to be Purim time. So when should you read? Should you read, let's say you're a resident of Yerushalayim. So maybe you would think you should read on the 15th because, you know, look, that's my natural day to read. I'm a Ben Yerushalayim. I even have Tudat Zehut that says my address is in Yerushalayim. So that's not the halacha. The halacha is that once you're outside of the city and you're Holech B'Midbar or B'Sfina B'Yam, so then you become a member of the world, you're a global citizen. You're a man without, as far as Purim is concerned, you're a man without a country. A man without a city. So most people in the world, the vast, vast majority, well over 90%, are going to read the Megillah on the 14th. So at that point, you become a global citizen, a citizen of the world, and you would read on the 14th, actually, if you were traveling in such a fashion. So again, these days are rather flexible, and they reflect the idea that really the entire month of Adar is set up for reading the Megillah. The Yerushalmi says, B'di'eved, you could read the Megillah on any day after Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Chanan Mikasha Retzikash Baruch Huzako says Yisrael. Fika Achirim Tumitzah Shenemar Nechvetz Matzikoy Yodil Tarabi Adir. Hold it up there because I don't see.